In this edition of Inventor's Journal, we're talking to Brett Warner, inventor of the Better Exercise Experience Runner. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is the Bex Runner and what inspired it?
All right, so the Bex Runner is a wearable core cooling device. What it is, really, it's a gel pack that's sewn into a nylon pouch, and it's fitted to the palm of the hand, and then you just secure it with a Velcro strap. And the idea behind the product is that if you can maintain a cool surface to the palm of your hand, you can actually impact your core temperature. You can heat the body up, you can cool the body down. What the Bex Runner does is it actually cools the blood vessels that carry heat out. They're called arteriovenous anastomosis, and they bring heated blood from the core to the extremities. And what's unique about these blood vessels is that they pool in certain areas of the body, the soles of your feet, the palms of your hand, and then right below your eyes. So if someone says you're blushing, it's because you got nervous or scared or embarrassed, and all that happened was your heart rate increased and heat was sent out. Same thing if you're playing poker or going to a big meeting and your hands are sweating. That's it. At a very micro level, heat is being brought out. What's cool is that if you can actually cool those blood vessels down where they pool, you can actually cool the blood that's being sent back to the core, and that's the real science behind this. So all we've done is create a wearable, affordable, easy-to-understand product.
Now, I read where you teamed up with an MBA class. Tell us about that.
I attended George Washington University. I graduated in 2004, and my class was the first class to be able to have the opportunity to major in sport and event management, as opposed to the other, finance, accounting, the other majors. And it was beyond intriguing. We'd study arenas and sports facilities versus generic facilities, and I got pretty close to all the professors. My mentor was the dean of the program. Her name's Professor Lisa Delpy-Nerati. And, when we started a business that would target athletes and I needed some help with positioning the product, we knew that the product worked. We knew this was a core cooling device, but we were really not struggling, but we wanted to have the best introduction to the market as possible. So I reconnected with my old mentor, and she thought this would be a perfect fit with her MBA sports marketing class to give them a challenge. And I flew back east, had the opportunity to present, recruited 6 or 7 of the students, and we've basically given them the challenge of saying, we have a product that we believe will revolutionize sports in the way people train and recover. What do you think? And we just kind of opened up the floor, and the response has been unbelievable, both from the ideas that have come in as well as the actions that people have taken, calling heads of major brands, major fundraisers, talking with local retail stores. And the response has been very action-oriented, which has been unbelievable.
Well, what's in the future for Bex Runner?
Great question. We're going to talk to the major brands in the athletic market. We're going to talk to the major industry players in the athletic market. So I'd love to sit down with Under Armour, Nike, Wilson, ASICS. I'd love to continue conversations with groups like Ironman that have a following and a major brand, major distributors out there. It's one of those where if we're going to have an impact, we need to find them the right team and the right partners and the right agreements. But what's next is we're going to keep ourselves. We're going to keep ourselves above board. We're going to make sure that we're all always FDA approved. We're going to rely on the university studies and the labs to do their independent work and publish the performance benefits and let the results speak for themselves. My wife and I have a few provisional patents that we filed recently to expand our product line for indefinite cooling, for cold weather situations, for cyclists, for weightlifters. The idea is still the same. If we're able to show that the body can cool itself down from the inside out, and it's different than an entire, how the industry looks at cooling right now, then we just need to be smart with bringing the right products to the right groups and having a benefit. If we can be perfect in the athletic market, we're going to jump over to the military, medical, and industrial, because each one of those markets is just as big or bigger than athletic, even though, the athletic market seems to have the most press, and, it's something with a lot of fun to get your product on professional athletes' hands and have them provide testimonials. So first things first.
Do you have any advice you'd like to offer fellow inventors?
Yes. If you have a product that is patentable, go to an IP attorney on day one, even if it's for a free consultation, and try to figure out what you actually have. The value of a company is the brand, but unless you have a foundation, there's no exit strategy. You either need to reinvest in, you're either always going to be reinvesting in your brand and marketing, or you're going to be able to build a team and a network of retailers and distributors because you have a foundation, and the foundation building is, where the real value comes in. So, I thought of myself as an inventor for the first 6 months, and I finally made the transition to believing in my heart that I was an entrepreneur and that this is what I get to do every day. And that's a drastic difference, and it was all about, securing that foundation for efficacy testing and patents and having the right prototypes and going to market with a retail-ready product. And once you take it that far, you make that transition to entrepreneur, but the value of any company is the foundation.
Well, thanks, Brett, for talking with us today on Inventor's Journal.
Thank you very much for having me.